We're going to hear now from a survivor of sex trafficking. Her name is Chandra Wawaruntu. She's from Indonesia, and back in 2001, she was looking for a job to support her three-year-old daughter. Chandra recently shared her story with our partners at the BBC program Outlook. And I want to warn you, parts of her story are difficult to listen to. Chandra says it began with an ad in the paper for jobs in the hospitality industry. Chandra thought she was applying for a customer service job at a hotel in the U.S., a job that would pay $5,000 a month for 6 months.
The requirement was passport, 30 million Indonesian currency, it's about $3,000, and then ability to speak little English, and then I have to perform like walk and then smile, and I pass the test. So I applied this job with the expectation I will get $5,000 a month, like the promise, and go back home and bring back a big amount of money.
She got the job, but almost as soon as she landed in New York, things didn't feel right. One man took her passport, other men drove her around the city, until one of them delivered her to what Chandra suspected was a brothel. She says the man had a gun, and there was no running away at that point. And her life as a sex slave began.
I had to start working naked without clothes and start serving people who just want satisfaction, sex satisfaction. And I have to be a property of this buyer for 45 minutes, every 45 minutes changing people. And I had to obey. I have to follow what they said. Otherwise, I got beaten.
Eventually, though, she found a way out. It involved jumping out of a tiny bathroom window and then almost falling into a trap set by one of the traffickers. But in the end, she managed to make a run for freedom.
I ran without shoes, without anything, without nothing, just my body and a little pocketbook. At that moment, I went to police officer, but he didn't listen. He didn't believe me. I went to another police officer, all same. And I went to Consul General of Indonesia. The same thing happened. They didn't help me. So I was so sad. I was so angry.
Chandra didn't give up. After spending the night in a public park, she found someone who was willing to call the FBI. Long story short, an officer finally believed her, and she helped the authorities raid the brothel where she'd been forced to work.
We saved those girls, three of my traffickers, three of them in the jails, and I was happy that my trafficker was in the jail. But beside that, I wasn't happy because of the buyers. The sex buyers who bought my body didn't prosecute it.
Chandra Wawaruntu speaking to the BBC. As she just said, she didn't get to see the customers who abused her get prosecuted. But Chandra was able to reunite with her daughter. They both live in the U.S. now, and Chandra runs an organization that helps other survivors of sex trafficking rebuild their lives.